Hello and welcome to Bleak House MD, wherein three alcoholic grad students watch the hit Fox medical procedural drama House and describe it to you.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, I say sit down, it's just talk. Smiles politely back to you, stare politely, but also some sort of window to your right. I see go left and you stay right.
I'm Aspen.
And I'm Tao.
So, Aspen, how did you become a person who watches House?
Well, I became a person who watches House twice, thank you for asking. My first go around, I was a young teenager and it was on the television and I watched it in the most organic possible way. Now, in this post-television age, I began watching it because my dear friend Tao recommended it. As a way of blowing off steam and as a sort of outlet for the completely uncontrolled chaos of our lives at present. And I've been enjoying it very much. You might say that I've even been binge watching it, but I'm excited to discuss the pilot with you both today.
I also watched House when I was a kid, because I grew up like at the very end of the era wherein like the TV shows that you watched were just like the ones that were like on TV when you were home. And like the Fox lineup when I was in middle school for like a couple of years was like they would do like an episode or two of The Simpsons and then like an episode or two of King of the Hill.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then House would come on. And I think I started watching it because it was on after King of the Hill.
I was watching it before school usually, which added a little bit of spice to the medical mystery drama because it meant that I usually had to, like, in order to get to school on time, leave before the ending. So the first time I watched House, I didn't know what happened in most of the episodes, either with the patient or with the relationship resolutions. And so watching it again and getting a full story makes me feel smarter, actually, than the first time I watched it, where the mystery was so profound that I was fully bought over by the premise.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I just watched it because I thought Hugh Laurie was hot. What about
and
you,
you were
Tom?
Right.
I don't know about that one. He's attractive in his own way.
I think that's fair.
I can never get over like the weird indentation he has on his nose.
He does have an indentation.
I don't know, and Chase has it too, and so I think it's a Commonwealth thing. As Alex said, a depressed and alcoholic grad student, I found myself drawn closer to House mainly because of the phrase "everybody lies," and
yes.
as I continued through my life in grad school, this refrain would keep on, you know, sounding itself in my consciousness as I would interact with various people. And then, you know, I had to go back to the source. So that's kind of why I started. And also it's free.
That's so true.
Yeah. And I have no other stream interest. So I watch what I get.
To your point about the program being free to watch now, so I didn't want to see commercials, so I found and watched the first episode on a website that's called watchhouseonline.net, and
Beautiful.
Every time I paused or like clicked the screen, it would redirect me to another website called Hente Heroes.
Oh, wow. Well, I think now the current House viewership is probably made up mostly of
hente
these so-called hente heroes. Yeah.